sequestration is, as everyone knows, the law of the land, and it became effective the 1st of March of this year, and it brought to the public broadcasting budget a 5% reduction in the amount of money appropriated by Congress to the public broadcasting system this year. And that 5% represents roughly $22 million less for the public broadcasting community for the remainder of this fiscal year.
So how will that affect the various public radio stations like WAMC?
I think what it will do is reduce the amount of money that flows from CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, to the stations through these annual community service grants by roughly that 5% figure. And that will have an impact, I think, on public radio stations all across the country.
Now, I don't want you to think I'm a bad guy here, but I'm going to ask that question. Since we'll be getting less, obviously, will the stations be lowered in terms of what they're expected to give NPR?
That's a good question, the answer to which I don't know. Yeah. I think, as an overall matter, programming fees at NPR have been flat for a number of years, maybe a slight marginal increase, but I think the point you're making, Alan, is a point that's certainly been heard and is a legitimate point to make.
Are your people, are the stations lobbying? I mean, are they going to their congresspeople and saying,
absolutely,
you know, don't kill us? But, you know, it's one thing when it's just a matter of putting a budget together, Michael. But I think in this case, it's that everybody across the board is going to take this hurt, and it's going to be harder to get this thing restored, I think.
I think you're right about that. And to go back to your initial point of activity by the public radio community and the stations in particular, we've been working very closely with our stations for really over the past 18 to 24 months, ever since the newest threat to public broadcasting funding came into play. And literally stations all across the country, all the way from Maine to Southern California and Washington, all the way down to Florida and every place in between, have been meeting with their members of Congress, both in the House and the Senate, to make that vital connection between federal funding enabling local services that are then supported by local voices. And we believe that there is nothing more important that stations can do than to get their members of Congress into their stations so they can make that connection between the federal funds they receive and the local services they're providing to communities all across America.
Is it your impression that congresspersons understand what NPR is, what it does, and what the local stations do?
I think what members of Congress understand is that there is a public broadcasting and a public radio system in America. And beyond that, there isn't much understanding. I think many members of Congress confuse public television and PBS with public radio and NPR.
Oh, yes.
I think many members of Congress probably think we're all in the same operational model, that we do all the same kinds of things. They may think our audiences are the same. But I do know that there is a very widespread understanding of the role of public broadcasting among members of Congress. The details of that understanding, I think, can always be improved.
The only thing that I really worry about here is we have all of these congresspeople on our air all the time. I worry, you know, that if I tried to lobby them, it would be seen as, you know, not nice. You know, I mean, if they're going to come on and we're going to ask them their opinions about things, and then we're going to start to push them to help us, it might be a little déclassé.
Yeah. Alan, that's a good point. I think you have to be very careful and use the that very sharp editorial judgment that you and your public radio station general manager and colleagues have, which is why one of the things that we've emphasized repeatedly to our stations is that it's much more important to have others speaking about the importance of your programming and your local service than you yourself speaking about it.
Very good.
So
point.
We have been working with our stations, again, over the last 18 months or so, to develop local community champions who will speak about the importance of your station, for example, what you do in your communities and the programming that you bring that they can't find anywhere else. I think that serves a couple of purposes. It certainly goes to mitigate whatever misunderstandings may occur, as you explained it at the beginning, but also having third-party validators, for example, champions in the community talking about our public radio stations and the great programming they produce locally the great programming they air from a variety of sources that may come from national program producers is really the most convincing way, the most compelling way to talk about the value of public radio in communities today.
Well, Michael Rickson, we asked you for 5 minutes. We got a wonderful, we got 6 minutes, and we really appreciate your putting yourself out and giving us this time. Good luck with what you're doing.
You're welcome, Alan. Great to talk to you.